Tonight's topic is, I guess, continued theme from last night. We're discussing Amazon packages delivered on Shabbos. Apparently, this, for no surprise, this is a very hot topic. Someone texted me today about suggesting maybe returning packages before Shabbos, how that exactly works. Maybe we'll discuss that tomorrow. But tonight's particular topic, I think, does happen often. It's happened to me. It's happened to Israel Gans. He's the one who submitted this particular question with various variations to it. But Azriel's case was somewhere along the lines where he had ordered something and hadn't come in a while. So he tried canceling it to get refunded. He ordered the same item. And when he got the new item, the original item had come in the mail, but he already had been refunded, if I got it somewhat right. But the basic question is, if you get a double portion, you get an extra item, do you have an obligation to return it back to Amazon? Now, if you know the vendor is Jewish, then you certainly do have a requirement to return it back to the vendor. But if the vendor is not Jewish, and if you don't know, it's safe to assume that the vendor is probably not Jewish. That's the particular question at hand. Does one have an obligation to return when they made the mistake? So let's go through. This is, I think, a quick topic. But the basic ideas and subjects to discuss are, number one is stealing. Is one allowed to steal from a goy? And obviously the answer is no, one cannot. It's debatable whether it's an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Midrabanan, but the definition of stealing is to go and take something from them. So that certainly is not allowed. All the looting going on, that's certainly not allowed by any form of law, Jewish law or non-Jewish law, that's Usser. You can't steal from a non-Jew. But the question we're talking about is when the non-Jew made a mistake. A mistake was made. So there is a interesting case where the Rishonim talk about, based on a Gemara, that let's say you caused the non-Jew to make a mistake. Let's say they gave you extra change back, but somehow you tricked them into doing that, or you tricked them into signing a paper, or you tricked them into forgetting what number, counting dollar bills, and you kind of threw them off count. Something you caused them to be tricked, but you didn't steal. They made a mistake, but you were the cause of that mistake. So there is a machlokas whether or not that's usser or not. And the it's brought down in halacha, actually. The Ramah writes that if tos ovid kochavim, the non-Jew makes a mistake, and the example the Ramah says that you caused him to make a mistake in the cheshbon, in the calculation, you tripped him up somehow, or somehow you got him to sign something where he's going to, he'll throw away the loan, you don't owe him any more money, somehow you tricked him. It's mutter, says the Ramah, as long as he doesn't know about this. Now, you understand why, unfortunately, sometimes the Jews act in the way they act, because you find this creep into halacha, ubilvaj lo yodelo. If he doesn't know, and you cause him to make a mistake, so that's allowed, according to the first opinion of the Ramah, deleka chil Hashem. Because if he doesn't know about it, what he doesn't know can't hurt him, and therefore it's fine, because no chil Hashem. But then comes along the Ramah, quoting a yesh omrim. Normally, we don't assume like a yesh omrim, but he quotes a yesh omrim, the aser latoso, you can't cause him to be tricked. You can't trip him up. Ela imtom me'atzmo, if he makes his own mistake, aser. That's mutter. Meaning, let's say he's giving you change back, and sometimes you get an extra dollar or two or an extra $20 bill. That's his mistake. You didn't cause him to make any mistakes. You didn't to confuse him. You just waited for your change. You took it. You counted the money later. Turns out there's an extra $20 bill. In that case, according to all opinions, you're allowed to keep that money. To cause him to make a mistake, that's a machlokas, 2 days in the Ramah. But if he made the mistake on his own, that would be entirely allowed according to the Ramah. Fine. Now, fine. That's what the Ramah writes. So let's say this case of the Amazon, where they sent you a package. So you didn't cause him to make the mistake. They had a 2-3 month delay in delivery. You did what anyone else would do, ask for a refund. They gave the refund, and they sent it anyways. So that's their mistake. So according to the letter of the law, you are allowed to keep that extra package. However, it's clear from the Mordechai. The Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim of Ashkenaz, he says, "Bimakom sheyesh chil Hashem, mechayiv lahadurei le'avedasa." If there's a lost object, which means even some merchandise that was sent your way, which is now lost, if there's going to be a chil Hashem, you have to return it. If there's not a chil Hashem, it sounds like you could keep it. But then he says, even if the Kanani, the Goy, doesn't know about it, which means it's not a Chil Hashem, there's still a mitzvah lahadur. You still have a mitzvah to return the item. There's a Kiddush Hashem. I don't know if you remember, a number of years ago, I think there was a firm Jew, I think he was Lubavitcher in Connecticut. He bought a desk of some sort on eBay. eBay, I think, still exists. And he found in it like $20,000 that some guy had hid it in the desk. and he didn't have to return it because no one knew about it, and it was his luck. But he wanted to find the owner, and he sent it back and made an incredible Kiddush Hashem. It would not have been a Chil Hashem had he kept it. No one would have ever knew about it. But it was an incredible Kiddush Hashem. He returned it back to the rightful owner. So even when there's no Chil Hashem, there still is an opportunity for a Kiddush Hashem. On that note, the Be'er HaGola says, even when you think that there is no Chil Hashem, when they make mistake, you never know what's going to come. And he refers to a certain ma'isa, and unfortunately throughout history, there are many, many situations like this, where the Jews made a lot of money off of non-Jews making mistakes. One story, I don't remember which city this is in, Rav Shechter once told me the Be'er HaGola is referring to a particular city, I forget which name it was, where the Jews were bartenders, and they were opening up their taverns, and then the non-Jews got, you know, very drunk, and they took advantage of the extra money that the non-Jews were paying. They weren't returning back the money to them, and somehow the non-Jews got wind of what the Jews were doing, and unfortunately there was terrible pogroms and destruction and looting, and they got crushed. And the Be'er HaGola says from the Sefer HaChassidim as well, you see this, when you take advantage of their mistakes, it does not turn out well. All the money made will not be a simon bracha, it's going to be a klala. And therefore, all the poskim make it clear, even when they make the mistake, you had nothing to do with the mistake, you should go ahead and return it because you never know. So, there's a story of Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's in his biography, I believe, whereby one of his Talmidim, when he was in Europe, came to him and said, the post office made a mistake, they gave me some extra money, do I need to return it? He says, go return it, it's a big mitzvah. And apparently this happened a few times. And the post office was trying to test, it was the times of the Holocaust was breaking out, and they wanted to test to see if the Jews are really stingy and they steal or not, because that was the rumors that were going on. And Rav Yaakov Micker didn't. He didn't have to return the money. The guy made the mistake. He didn't know he was being set up. He said there's a mitzvah to return it anyways. And because of that, this postal service officer, he saved many Jews when the outbreak of the Holocaust because he saw that they were really emistic of Jews. And he didn't believe the rumors because he tested them out. So you never know what it's going to be. Also, maybe you'll say you ordered on Amazon online. They'll never know it's you. Hey, no, it's me, a Jew. So you have a couple cases where they know it's a Jew. One is there's some companies that have blocked out certain zip codes that they can't return, certain clothing. I think Land's End. I don't see Moshe Harry here. Twillery probably blocked out certain areas as well after a couple of years. The cities that are blocked out. So yes, they do figure these things out. Which communities are taking advantage of companies? Dan's Deals, which doesn't not really making so popular these days because those who know there are no flights. Dan's Deals took advantage of, cheap tickets or mistakes. Like a $24 trip to Israel, they made a mistake on the website. So every Jew jumped on because Dan's Deals posted, oh, get $24 to Israel. And then they, that's also, they're not going to figure it out. But I found a number of years ago, I gave a share on this topic. So just some quotes that were found on Dan's Deals when they were thanking Dan for the mistakes. He said, at the Delta Sky Club by JFK waiting by first class to L.A., it's more heimish than Bar Park on Friday afternoon. So they obviously pick up on these things. Or there's practically a minion in Delta's business class to Los Angeles heading to Maui. Thank you, Dan. And it goes on, all these different things. Yes, when they see all the crowds of Jews on one flight, they figure out what's going on. They knew there was a mistake. And this does look very bad for the Yidden. And for that reason, one should always return, even if you think they'll never find out. I'll add one wrinkle because Azriel's particular case was, if a person is concerned of coronavirus, they haven't gotten it yet, and they don't want to go out of the house because to go to the post office, it makes you vulnerable. Is there an obligation in that case to return the money? So there's never an obligation to return. This is strongly advised. I would really like it to be an obligation that you should always return any mistake they make. But given the circumstance, if a person is truly nervous about going outside and going to the post office, I would say in this particular case, one should not have to do it. Find another way to return the package. If one can't, so then you could keep it. My experience is oftentimes when my wife and I have called about an extra thing that was sent to us, they always say, just keep it. It's much easier to keep it than to send it back to us, depending, of course, the value of the item. So in the end of the day, the lesson is, if you ever get anything for free, please make sure to return it. It's going to be an incredible Kiddush Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, it will not be a Chil Hashem.
So Rabbi Levin, it's unreal.
Yeah.